Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm fine, thank you, Jack. And how are you?
I'm fine. We're at a long-running saga here with Bushranger, and the latest headline is regarding the geophysical surveying. How is that going at the moment?
Well, that's just about to start up. The team are arriving on site. You might ask me why we're doing geophysics, you know, because when we first acquired Bushranger, we were drilling on geophysics and AAC, Anglo-American history, and projections, I guess, and others' projections. But, you know, we've been so pleased with this phase one program that, you know, we've been skimming over caps, we've been picking up porphyry material much earlier than some of the holes than we expected. And, you know, this animal is somewhat different to what we thought. It's not the cigars we talked about, inclined at 10, 15 degrees. It's very big. Where's the source? We don't know. How many porphyries are there? We don't know. So we're doing a very comprehensive, extremely sophisticated geophysics program. And we've been pretty quick off the mark getting all the permissions, because, you know, we go cutting away into the forest there. We're going on private land as well, where you need the farmers' permissions, because if we've been acquired. And we're drilling to the north, we're drilling to the northeast, we're drilling to the southwest, we're getting foot rots, and we're going over some of the anomalies which were probably done with much less sophisticated equipment. And of course, Zach, the good news is, of course, is that geophysics is just one of the tools that people use and companies use. But often they're out in the middle of nowhere, in a desert, in a jungle, where there's no previous signature. What we've got here is the lateral fold where the signatures are all over the place. And what we've got, of course, is our own signature that is also very, very important. So we'll run the first few lines across the known. And we'll go from the known to the unknown. And what a joy, you know, that you're not really out in space. You're actually working from a very, very clear, identified, understood system, and you're trying to see if it repeats itself at depth, east and west, and to the north for that matter, and over foot rot. A couple of other interesting potential anomalies, which, you know, just showed on, as I say, unsophisticated geophysics many years ago. So we're going to give it our best shot. So that best shot, of course, will result in a best shot second phase drilling program, and it will really help us. The geologist told me only this morning they're going to get in a really good angle on how the thing is performing, how the porphyry is performing, and its attitude and its the race course aspect of it. Anyway, we're hitting things where we expect to hit them, which is very, very good news. But back to the geophysics, a necessary precursor to the phase two drilling program, which inevitably will be much, much larger than phase one, and moving towards that magical 2 million tons of contained copper.
There's some people talking about hole number six. Is that one which is in focus in particular?
There's no more in focus than the rest, Zach. We did agree that we were told that that it would be preferable if we reported holes on a complete basis, or if there was a material change. So hole six is in progress, and we'll advise the market when it gets to the end of its road, so to speak.
And is there any insight at this stage of what the sort of the time frame of the whole program will be? Clearly, the bigger the resource, the longer it takes. It's been described as the tip of the iceberg so far. I'm not quite sure how big the tip is and how big the iceberg is. Do you know at this stage how long you might be trying to assess the size of the resource?
What we do know with certainty, certainty as you can be certain in life, in these geological exploration situations, as I say, we understand the direction and the orientation. We know we've got multi-opportunities around us. We've got the physical expression of porphyries where we didn't expect any. We're modelling, and as I've said on previous interviews with you, that every single little idiosyncrasy on the mineralization is plotted. So by the time the guys have done in Brisbane are doing this work, they will have lithology, they will have, you know, if you go back to those O1, which were reported, you know, you had 160 meters at 0.4, you know, you'll want to know what drives that. Then there was some 5.55. What drives that? And then you do a multiple element analysis to find key pathfinders in the higher grade mineralization versus the lower grade mineralization. So we're looking for pathfinders, multi-element program. I've been very successful in the Lachlan Fold. I've been very successful in the world in that matter with porphyries. All those will be plotted. The 3D expression will be achieved. We'll know the various mineralization types, and we'll be able to project them downwards and wherever. And of course, we'll find, if we expect multi-porphyries, just other than the race course, I say just, I mean, it isn't just going to go down to 920 meters of mineralization. But if there are race courses, similar type porphyries, or alternatively, which I for one strongly suspect, if race course is a tilted porphyry intrusion, then the possibility is extremely strong that there's a solid core, if you like, that leads to these porphyries and the, you know, the core of the intrusive. And of course, the geophysics program we're taking can extend beyond 1,000 meters under those who say that it can go down to 1,500 meters and give you a resistivity statement. So, you know, that's all going to take, I reckon that's going to take us up to June. So it's not that long. And when we start drilling, hopefully in July or late June, the second program, we'll have a very good idea what we're shooting at, what the beast looks like, and how best to approach it. For, you know, there's no sort of second-guessing these things. They demand quite an intense, heavy drilling program, and that's what we're giving them. But let's step back just a few months, and here we are, you know, 5.5 holes later, because you remember we terminated hole four because we thought it was, you know, it turned a little bit. So we probably won't go back to that one. So if you think 5.5 holes later, what we know now compared to what we knew a few months ago is absolutely tremendous. So the rate of change of prospectivity is very high. And the next program, of course, one with 5 holes, will be a lot more, will really get us to the full understanding. And as I keep using the expression, the magical 2 million tons of contained copper. So what are we talking? We're talking June, July. We're talking about understanding it all. We'll be able to tell the market what it's all about. We'll be able to issue diagrams, which I look on a lot of boards there, and those who are sort of aware of what porphyries look like and understand the underlying factors behind porphyries, they will be very heartened to see 3D expressions, lithological patterns, the positions of the dikes, the positions of the faults, and they will see, as we will see, what actually is driving the system and what is the potential down there. But you know, we can't deny it. Like 5 holes later, boy, do we know an awful lot about this, and it ain't getting worse. Certainly, every hole we drill, it gets better. But time to pause, time to think, time to do the science, and that's exactly what we're going to do over the next couple of months or so.
Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed, and have a great Easter.
That's very kind of you, and the same to you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.